Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, you know, a lot of people give up things for Lent. So I'm going to give up something for Lent, and I'm going to call this guy and let him know that I'm giving up his wife for Lent. You know, I'm
just, oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm taking a break, okay? Yeah. I mean, you got to give up something, you know what I mean? I might as well let him know, yeah, I'm giving up your wife for Lent.
So, for 40 days. Come,
yeah. Now I'm 41 now. Hey, all right, we got to get back to normal around here. We got to get back to normal. Yeah, dog, let's go. Lent.
Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to reach Dorsey.
Yeah, this is he. Who is this?
This Cliff, man. I work at the post office with your wife. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Everything cool?
Yeah, everything good, man. Everything good. My name is Cliff, man. I wanted to reach out and holler at you about a couple things if you got a minute. You got a minute?
Yeah, is everything all right with my wife? Is something wrong or something?
No. Your wife good, man. Your wife good. I wanted to hit you up, man. We've been working the post office quite a while. We've probably been in the same room a few times, man. I don't know if you remember meeting me or not, but...
Okay.
But what I wanted to say, man, is trying to do better with my life, dog. And, you know, just trying to do better. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for Lent, man, I gave up a few things. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that would be a good thing, man, to try to... The things that matter the most... That you're addicted to, you know, you want to get rid of. You know what I'm saying? At least for Lent is what I'm trying to do. You feel me?
Okay, I'm kind of confused, but what they got to do with me?
Well, basically, man, I'm giving up for Lent. You know, I decided to give up messing around with your wife. You know, because
whoa, hold on, man. I'm at work. I don't know what you talking about, but back up and rephrase everything you just said.
Well, like I say, man, for Lent, I'm trying to give up stuff that I'm addicted to, you know. And I decided.
Okay, but what that got to do with me and my wife, though, and you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm trying to give up messing around with your wife for Lent. I mean, that's what I have given up. I've given up messing around with your wife for Lent.
Man, what the talking about, man? Messing around with my wife, man. I ain't got no time for no games right now. Who the is this, man?
Like I
what's
say,
your, this what's your name again?
This is Cliff, man. I actually work with her for the last 10, 12 years. But what I wanted to really let you know is, you know, her schedule probably going to change because what we used to be doing, we ain't doing, so she probably going to be coming home a little bit earlier or things like that. But I don't want you getting addicted to it because, you know, after Lent is over, then, you know, we'll be back what we used to do.
Man, what the is you talking about, man? Hold on. My wife's going to be home in a minute. We're going to talk about all this here with me, man. I'm about to... Hold on, what are you in the city right now? Can I meet with you right now? Cliff, right?
Okay, but what I'm trying to say, well, like I'm saying, I'm trying to do better, you know. I gave up.
You trying to do better? That sound like a bunch of to me. I got something for you and my wife. This is true.
Okay, man. I mean, ain't you feeling me though? I'm trying to do better though?
I ain't feeling the thing. You calling me, telling me my wife. I think we need to meet up and talk about this face to face, Cliff. What you think?
I mean, we can talk right now if you want to have a conversation.
Nah. You just tell me your address, and me and my wife's gonna just come on over there. How about that? And we all sit down and have a little powwow. I don't know who think you is, man, but me and my wife been together over 15 years, and we ain't never had no problems with no like this, like the you telling me on this phone, it sound like a bunch of crazy to me, but somebody neck gonna today if this is true. So what you need to do, you need to tell me your name, your number, and I don't know why you call from this blocked phone number. You hear me?
Hey, man, I'm hearing you, man. What I'm saying, the reason for the call was to let you know, don't get used to her schedule, because after Lent, it's going to be back to the way it used to be. That's all the phone calls.
Man, what the f*** is you talking about? Well, get, nah, what's your last name, Cliff? I'm finna come find you. I'm finna come see you now, Jack.
My name is Cliff. Like I say, I work at the post office with. So.
Okay, well, how come you call from a blocked number, Cliff? What's your phone number, man?
Hey, man, listen, I'm not trying to have no confrontation with you, man.
It's already a confrontation. You can call my phone from a blocked number. I don't know you. You don't know me. And you telling me you've been my wife. Are you serious? Did you know she was married?
Well, I mean, what you mean?
Did you know she was married? Yes or no?
I knew she was married.
Okay, well, there it is. You knew that from the jump, so that means you've been disrespecting me from the jump. So now I got to get in your now. You just done told off on yourself. So irregardless, I'm coming to see you today, Jack.
Hey, and my name ain't Jack, man. My name Cliff. But you know, hey, I'm not.
Okay, well, look here,
like
Cliff.
I said, I don't have no. Huh? I'm not trying to have no confrontation. I just wanted you to be aware of the schedule.
Yeah, okay. I'm definitely aware now, Cliff. Who the hell is you,
hey,
man?
Hey, man. Another thing, man.
Cliff,
I want to say this here. Like I know your tattoo on your name on her lower back. I seen that. It say Dorsey
what?
Right there.
Whoa, hold on, man. You telling me you done seen the tattoo on her back? Is that what you telling me?
On her lower back, man, right on above her tailbone. Yeah, I seen it. Dorsey, your name Dorsey, right?
Man, who the f*** is this, man? What's your real name?
Hey, man, hey, dog, calm down, man. Are you cool with the schedule change?
Calm down. You call my phone.
Are you cool with the schedule changing is what I'm asking?
What?
Are you cool with her schedule changing? You see what I'm saying? Her schedule going to come back to normal once Lent is over with. I gave up messing around with her for Lent, but not forever.
Listen, man, I'm not cool with a thing. I'm about to be cool in your face in a minute. Now tell me your name, tell me your number, and your real address, and we're going to talk about all this in person.
Okay. All right. What? My name?
What's your name?
My name Tommy, man.
Okay, now we getting somewhere. Tommy what?
I mean, why you need my last name?
Because I'm finna come see you. What you mean why I need your last name? Hold on. Somebody get Angie on the phone. Hey, hold on. Don't go nowhere. We finna get Angie on the phone right now, and we gonna settle this right now. Hold on. Get on the phone. Call her. For real. Yeah. Tommy who? What you scared of?
Okay, man. They call me Nephew Tommy.
Oh, who?
My name Nephew Tommy from Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What? Oh, hell no. She done set me up, man.
Man, your wife got me to prank call you, man. She texted you, said, I just left the house. Call him now.
That's why ain't answering the phone. It was over for you, man. Y'all, come on, man. Y'all wrong for this, man. This need to be against the law, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, baby, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, I guess.
And there you have it.
Uh-uh.
Ignorant, ignorant. What?
No.
I'm giving your wife up for Lent. Okay, there you have it, young man. I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
This week is going down Richmond, Virginia, baby. The nephew is coming to the Funny Bone. I told you I added a show on Thursday. That means Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And guess what? You already know. Sold out. So we added another one. This is the last one. It will be a 3 o'clock show on Sunday. 3 o'clock on Sunday. So as soon as y'all get out of church, get you something to eat, come on in, get your laugh on at the Funny Bone. Nephew Tommy will be in the building. All right, last show is up for sale. That is Sunday at 3 o'clock in Richmond, Virginia at the Funny Bone. Yay, yay, laying in the cut. It is Montgomery, Alabama. That's right. March 30th, Saturday night at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. That is me. That is J.J. Williamson, celebrity, the comedian, and the one and only Earthquake, baby. We rocking it. Montgomery. Get your black hats ready. We're going to throw them all up in the air. steamboat coming in, telling jokes at the same time. All right? Put your black hat on. It's going down. So tickets are on sale right now. Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Montgomery, Alabama. We marching on comedy, baby.
All right, nephew. Thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.